Beyond Pandora. The ideal way to deal with a pest, any menace. Of course, to make it useful to you. By Robert J. Martin. The doctor's pen paused over the chart on his desk. His patient nodded. "That's right, doctor. But they were pretty slow coming in this time." The doctor looked up quizzically. "Is that?" "Oh, no. Of course not." The man leaned forward and placed one hand on the desk. "Last year, it took almost 6 months to grow back." Thoughtfully, the doctor leaned back in his chair. I see." As the man before him made an involuntary movement toward his pocket. "Smoke, if you want to." Picking up the chart. "Much too long. Strange we didn't catch that at the time." He read silently for a few moments, then began to fill out a form clipped to the folder. "I think you probably are due for another booster about now. They'll have to be the usual tests. We like to be certain." The middle-aged man seemed relieved. Then, on second thought, amusement flickered across the doctor's face, turned smoothly into a reassuring half-smile. "No. There's absolutely no danger involved. None at all. We have tissue regeneration pretty well under control now. I'm sure you understand that accurate records and data are very necessary to further research and progress." Reassured, the patient thawed and became confidential. "I see. Well, I suppose it's kinda silly. But I don't much like shots. It's not that they hurt. It's just that, I guess, I'm old-fashioned. I still feel kinda creepy about the whole business. Slightly embarrassed." He paused and asked defensively, "Is that?" The doctor smiled openly now. "Not at all. No, not at all. Things have moved pretty fast in the past few years. Catch up with developments that, logically, we accept as matter of fact." He pushed his chair back from the desk. "Maybe it's not too hard to understand. Man lived in fear of fire for a good many 100,000 years, because he hadn't learned to control it. The principles, the same. First you learn to protect yourself from a thing, then control it. And, eventually, we learn to harness it for a useful purpose." He gestured toward the man's cigarette. "Even so, man still instinctively fears fire. Where the change took place so rapidly, in just a generation or so, that instinctive fear is even more understandable." The doctor stood up, indicating that the session was ending, while his patient scrambled to his feet. Hastily putting out his cigarette, the physician came around the desk. He put his hand on the man's shoulder. "Relax. Take it easy. Nothing to worry about. There's no reason why you shouldn't live at least another 75 years. That's a very remarkable viral complex we have doing your repair work." As they walked to the door, the man shook his head. "Guess you're right, Doc. It's certainly done a good job so far. And I guess you specialists know what you're doing, even if folks don't understand it." At the door, he paused and half turned to the doctor, but say, "Something I meant to ask you. This vaccine, where did it come from? Seems to me I heard somewhere that mean." The doctor's hand tightened on the doorknob. "Yes, I know. But not many laymen remember. Just keep in mind what I told you. With any of these things, the pattern is protection. Then control. Then useful application." He turned to face his patient. "Back in the days before we put it to work for us. Almost ending aging and disease." Returning the man's searching gaze, "In those days, they called it cancer.